This is 5 Minute Friday!
All right, guys, hey, my name is Steve Weatherford. I am a Super Bowl champion. I'm a 10-year NFL veteran, but more important than that, I'm a good friend of Lewis House, and today is 5 Minute Friday. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about something that's incredibly near and dear to my heart because I decided to start practicing this formulation when I was 14 years old and I was 108 pounds. And I had dreams and visions and aspirations about doing something over the moon crazy that nobody thought that I could ever do because they looked at me and they didn't see inside of my heart. And they didn't see the dreams and aspirations I had and the visions I had for myself. And that was to be a professional athlete. And having this vision is almost kind of intimidating and scary at the same time because being 5'7", being 108 pounds, and having above average athleticism, but by no means was I ever a physical specimen. I lacked that elite size and speed and strength to compete at an elite level. You know, I wasn't even on the freshman A team. I was on the B team. And then it took me 3 years of grind and sweat and tears, early mornings, late nights to be able to say, I belong here now. But in order for me to wear that with confidence and say, I belong here, there were so many hours of planning and not just planning, the execution on top of that, the consistency of the execution. And there's one quote that I read to myself a lot of times. I have it taped on the mirror in my bedroom bathroom, and it says, if you want to get what you've never gotten in life, you have to do what you've never done. And that goes, it's applicable for everybody. It's not applicable to just business professionals or entrepreneurs or professional athletes or teachers or firemen and police officers. It's applicable to everybody. If you're not happy about something in your life specifically, you're the only one that can change it. You can't go talk to a psychologist and take a magic pill. You can't go tell your mom and hope they're going to fix that problem in your life because it's your life. You made it. Your life is a culmination of the small daily decisions that you've made. And that's why the habits you have today, good and bad. So if you want to change those, if you want to improve those, it starts with a vision. And it starts with accepting what is wrong in your life, appreciating what is right, but being aware of what is wrong and what you want to improve. That's your vision. And your goal is to change something about that. So then you need a vision, a goal, a plan. And now the most difficult part, and this is where 90% of people fail, it's the failure to execute. And not just execute, because people come up with New Year's resolutions all the time. But the difference between the people that make those resolutions and the people who change their life with those resolutions are the people that have consistent execution. It's not about, you know what, I want to lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days. Well, you know what, you can't take the first week off and then work twice as hard for the next week and expect that to make up. It's the consistency. It's the compounded interest of those very small deposits of self-denial, self-discipline, believing that you are worth making that sacrifice for your future and not doing what you want right now at the expense of what your ultimate goal is. So to kind of tie this all back for you guys, the formula for the way that I have found prosperity, and I don't even want to talk about wealth because wealth won't make you happy. It won't make you live your life differently. Wealth is only gasoline. So if you have passions in your life, when you come into wealth and success, it's just going to pour gasoline on all of the things that you're passionate about in your life. So if you're passionate about philanthropy, when you get more money, you're going to be more philanthropic. You're going to be more generous to people. You're going to want to help people more. If you're into drugs and partying and you become wealthy, you will probably spiral out of control because that's going to be gasoline on another passion in your life. Those are just two examples. But the formula that I learned when I was 14 was about identifying what it was the vision I had for my life. And it wasn't just about the goal of being a professional athlete, because I didn't even know what sport I wanted to play. I didn't even know what I was good. And at the time I had that vision, I had never even touched a football. You know, you fast forward 20 years from that day that I made that decision to start investing in myself. I played 10 years in the National Football League, and I never dreamed a day in my life that I was good enough to do it. But you know what? I trusted my vision. I believed in my plan, and really what separated me wasn't my plan, because everybody else had a great plan. You know, they want to get bigger, faster, stronger too. The difference between the guy that was in class with me and had the same dreams and vision was my execution, and that's where 90% of people fail. I won't fail. I lack talent, but I will never lack the consistent work ethic day in and day out, that frequency of making that deposit in life now. So 10 years from now, you can look back and feel really proud about the decision that you made when you said, today, I'm going to invest in me. All right, guys, so my formula for prosperity is identifying what your vision is, where you see your life going. Then you need to develop a goal that coincides with getting you to that vision through a plan. So once you have the vision, the goal, the plan, now it's time for you to separate yourself from everyone else. Execute. Thanks, guys.